Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise!
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. My name is Coach JV. I am the top health, mindset, crypto, and business coach in the world. Man, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind will eventually become your words and become your reality. Let's dive right into it, family. So I'm here on Wednesday doing these podcasts. And again, because I didn't get it done on Sunday. Usually I record on my podcast, just so you guys know, on Sunday or Saturday. It just makes it more efficient for me with all the different companies. And what happened was, is on Sunday, I had a lot of things going on. So I only got two podcasts done, went to the airport, flew out for an insurance conference. We had a two-day conference. It's now almost 8 o'clock at night, and I'm still recording podcasts. And the Wednesday podcast I want you to listen to, because sometimes you have to do the things you don't want to do because it's what you need to do, right? And the reason why I can push through this, for example, it's almost 8 o'clock at night. I'm extremely tired, two-day conference. And you know, everybody else is out celebrating, having a good time, and here working. And that's what I choose to do because that's what needs to be done. And would I be out celebrating? Probably not. I'd be in bed anyways at like 8:30 at night. But my point behind that is the choice that I make is to move my family and my ecosystem forward. And what I want to talk about today is core values. Okay. It's something that we've been thinking a lot about. We had a great insurance conference. We currently, if you don't know, we're currently building one of the fastest growing organizations, insurance organizations. And we believe that we will be one of the number one insurance organizations within the world. It's already written in a $1 billion organization. We are already one of the fastest growing teams, and we will be the fastest team to $1 million in production in less than a year, which we're very excited about that because we put in a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication. And one of the things that we have focused on with one of our companies, 3T Warrior Academy, and all of our companies, we have a mission statement for Merlin, for the Warrior Academy. So we have principles, we have a mission statement, and we have our five pillars of wealth, right? So we've been thinking a lot about this, and I want you to ask you a question. For your family, for your life, do you have principles and core values? So we've been thinking about core values. Like for each company or a family, everybody should have core values as your guiding principle. So what we worked on developing this evening, and we're going to be working on as we move forward, is our core values for our insurance company. Like, what do we truly want? Here's some examples. I'll just give an example. Like a core value would be financial literacy, right? For all Americans and people worldwide. Wealth protection, right? And shifting families generationally, right? And so really thinking about this and saying, like, what are our core values? What do we stand for? What is our mission? Whether it's a family mission, principles, morals, and ethics that you want to embody within your family. And then everybody knows what that is, because morality is ironically different for every single person. But if you're the leader of an organization or the leader of your family, and you define principles, core values, morals, and ethics that you stand for, then people have a moral compass that they know that they need to be in alignment with, especially within a company. So if you are an entrepreneur, if you are building your own business, or you are stepping in with our insurance company, if you are with us, we know that you know that we're helping you scale to build your own teams. You need to build core values, because we develop core values, which we're going to build for our insurance company now. And those are going to be standards, principles, ethics, and morals that we stand on. And if anybody's out of alignment with that, they will not be part of the team. And that's a really important thing for an organization. Because if you don't believe in something, you will fall for anything. So I just want to talk about the quick message today. I want to ask you a question. Maybe you don't have a business, or you're not an entrepreneur. I want you to think about your company. Does your company have core values? Do they have something that you can measure when you're making a decision to say, hey, listen, for example, our core values or principles, core values and principles for the Warrior Academy is business, integrity, honesty, and uncompromising belief in God. Okay. Or belief systems, uncompromising belief. That's what we say we stop. For me, it's God. But what that means is, for example, my CFO is Buddhist. We have people at the Church of Latter-day Saints, Jehovah's Witness, all those different things within our community. It doesn't mean you can't believe what you want. It means I believe in God. And you, if you're going to stop me from speaking my faith, then you can't be part of my ecosystem. You can speak whatever you want. Your faith, do what you're, but you're not going to stop me from, because when I was in corporate, you couldn't talk about politics and religion. And we can talk about whatever the hell we want. We can also measure integrity and honesty. So every business decision we make has to be an integrity, and we have to be able to measure the person's honesty. So if anybody's operating on integrity, it's a hard no, boom, we end the relationship. For my family, it's peace, freedom, and family structure. If it disrupts my peace, freedom, or family structure, fuck no, I'm not doing it. And this has allowed me to stay out of so much trouble, decisions, partnerships, friendships, because I can already tell, and people know if you're my friend or you're in my business, everybody knows my principles. Every single person, and I'm so grateful the way that people respect them. For example, you know, we run a couple companies outside the 3T Warrior Academy, quite a few, and one, they're very respectful. I'll give you an example, Merlin. The guys and the gentlemen and ladies that run that company are so respectful of my principles. I will not, I know this people, this, you know, the grind culture, like, oh, what are you doing, JV? I built my team, I built these companies for years working 19 hours a day. So that one day I could get off at 2 every day to be with my son. Now, my daughter's my roommate. She has a job. And so, you know, she's like a roommate. I spend tons of time with her. But my point behind it is with my son being younger, I didn't want to repeat the same pattern. So at 2 o'clock every day, I get off work. Okay. Now, it took me years of 19 hours a day to get there, but I developed principles. I'm like, after 2, I do not exist. And I'll give you the example, Merlin. They have a lot of meetings in the evening, 3, 4, 5 o'clock. Their kids may be older, or they just have different work. They just have different work styles. It's what my principles are doesn't have to be theirs. But yeah, most of them don't have younger kids. Some of them do. And they're more flexible with their time, or maybe they have a spouse helping raise the kids, things like that. I'm a single father. And so they know, like, if there's anything out there, so respectful of it, which I appreciate. But my point behind that is not to brag. It's just to show that when you tell people your principles, they will align with them. And if they don't, they can't be in your life. And so it's so important. And so we've been really thinking about that. So as we come back from this conference, we're really going to develop core principles. And we already have it in our vision, but we really need to get deep into our core principles for our insurance company. Because as we build this massive, you know, we already have 147 people on our team. We got like 37 licensed, something like that so far. We're growing really fast. So if we don't get these core principles, vision in place, and everybody doesn't know and can repeat it every single day, that can cause risk with our organization growing so fast. And so it's important for us as leaders to embody that message and embody that into our people, embody that into our leaders, because we're going to create the greatest leaders and the biggest organization insurance ever, helping millions and millions of families succeed financially. So I love you guys. I appreciate you. As we always say, warriors, rise, get your shit together.